Hello, my friends, and welcome back to our final episode of our six-part series, Helping People Like You. It is so important, and I think that if you've been watching the last five episodes, you're starting to understand why it is so important that we personally step out of ourselves and be other-centered and help other people like us. It's important for every one of us to feel like we matter. Think about the millions of people spending millions of hours on different social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all commenting, liking, validating other people. And once they get off those platforms and they come home, or they switch the phones off, or they switch the computers off and they sit down, how many do you think take the time to help their spouses, their families, or other people make them feel, help them feel like they matter more than the amount of people that they validate and like and follow on the different social media platforms?
And the thing with social media platforms is, I don't know how many, what percentage, but 90% of the people you don't even know. And you're spending all this time validating the stuff they put out and how they're doing on their latest diet and, you know, acknowledging their children and the successes their children are having and all these different things. And then when we, like Phil says, when we put that phone aside or turn away from the computer for a moment, are we putting that much effort, that same amount of effort, into validating our own children, our own spouse, our own family members? And lots of times the answer is no. So we want to talk to you today about four different things that you can do to make people understand that they matter in your life, that they are important to you, and that you value them as people. And the first thing is to focus on the positive. I had this conversation with someone the other night. When they come home from work, the first thing they do is tend to point out the negative. What didn't get done when they were at work? What their spouse didn't do during the day when he or she was home? What their kids didn't get done even though they said they were gonna do it? And so our tendency, I think, is to focus on the negative and look at the gaps and the things that didn't get done. When reality is, for someone to feel valued and important and like they matter, you have to focus on the positive. So point out what that person did through the day. Or maybe they didn't do anything. Maybe you're just pointing out that you validate them and you love them and they matter just for who they are. So focusing on the positive is absolutely critical. If you're out at a restaurant, you can focus on the positive with your server. Comments like, it's amazing to me how you keep everybody's order straight without a pencil. Yeah. I'm surprised at how fast you move. You don't drop anything. You don't forget anything. You don't bump into anybody. Just, you have a great smile. Just anything that's positive makes people really feel like they're valued. If you've ever been out somewhere and a person has paid you a compliment, oftentimes, I know I do, that compliment sits with me all day. I'm like, oh, wasn't that nice? That person went out of their way to say something nice and positive, and that made me feel like I mattered. Even though they expected nothing in return, they just wanted to make me feel important and special.
Yeah, being specific, like you're kind of pointing out, I think that matters too, being very specific for sure. Like someone might say, you know, thank you, and hearing thank you is nice, and saying thank you is nice, but you can really up the level of the thank you by being specific. What are you thankful for? And so as we move on through these things here, is showing your appreciation and being thankful is one of those ways. And so, you know, maybe at the hairdressers, you're getting a haircut, and other than saying, hey, thanks, well, hey, thanks for the haircut, you could say, thanks so much for the haircut. This is one of the best, actually, you know what? It is the best haircut I've had this month. I really appreciate the time you took and the care that you took to cut my hair just like I like it.
Mm-hmm. The other thing you can do is the way you speak and the words that you use when you're looking for someone's time can show that you value their time. So let's say Phil is working on his computer with something and I have a question. I might go in and just put my hand on his shoulder and say, hey, Phil, I know you're really busy right now. Would you have a minute to answer this question? And it just shows that I appreciate that what he's doing is important and that I value his time. So rather than just busting in the office, which is what I tend to do sometimes, so we're all a work in progress, rather than just interrupting, ask the question, do you have a moment? Would you mind helping me out with this? And it just does demonstrate through words that you appreciate their time and you know that it's a valuable commodity and that you appreciate the fact that they're going to give you some of their time.
It really is the little things that matter. And if you add them up over time, it really does build a bank of awesomeness, a relationship bank that you can draw on for a long, long time if you add in all these great little things. Think about the time that you've done, you know, nice things for others, whether it's personal or whether it's business, and it has just gone either unnoticed or unacknowledged. How did that make you feel? I bet it didn't make you feel good. And you might brush it off and say, whatever, they forgot or it didn't matter. But how many more times will it take for you to start feeling that the other person doesn't actually think that you matter in their lives or in their workplace or whatever it may be? And so don't do that to the other person. Help them feel like they matter in your life.
I think so many times, let's use kids for an example. Our daughter will busy herself and scurry around and she'll clean up the kitchen. And it's important to her that I come down and say, thank you so much for cleaning the kitchen. I left and it was a mess. I came back and it was spick and span. And the smile on her face, she'll get all red and blush and she'll say, thank you, Mama, for noticing. It's important to me. And so it makes people feel like you're valued. So I know we're all busy and we rush around and sometimes I don't even notice if the kitchen is a mess, but I need to take the time to notice the things that other people have done that I appreciate it and take those few moments just to say thank you. And like Phil says, be specific. And it does go a long way to making that person feel like they matter in your life.
A lot of these things too is if you understand the love languages, the five love languages specifically, or people's personalities, it really plays into it. Like the example Catherine was giving about Manaya, hers is one of her love languages, words of affirmation. So Catherine coming down and being specific about a certain something, really does play out for sure very well. So then one of the last things in that kind of group is, and maybe it's not so accepted today, but, you know, patting someone on the back or giving them a hug, if someone's love language is, you know, physical touch, really does matter. And, I know with some of the old workmates I used to work with, patting on the back or, you know, putting the arm over their shoulder and saying, good job for doing this or doing that and being specific, always really did help them feel like they mattered, like they were a part of the team. And so, but with that, be careful about, you know, doing that kind of thing with people, because there are people out there that might not appreciate it, and you know, you could just get in trouble with that type of stuff. So be aware of your environment, and most importantly, help other people feel like they matter.
So a third point or a third way to help people know that they matter to you is to be present. You know, in this day and age, we have our cell phones that are dinging and beeping, going off. We've got alarms. We've got computers that are calling our attention. We've got all sorts of things that are calling our attention away from the person that's standing right in front of us. So nothing screams louder, you don't matter to me, than if I can't even pick my head up away from my phone or my texting or checking Twitter or something like that when someone is talking to me. A real live flesh and blood person is standing right there talking to me, and I don't take my attention away from whatever it is I'm doing. Nothing says you matter less to me than that.
Yeah.
Than that action right there. So it's important to be present. Stop what you're doing. Look at the person who's talking to you. Really understand what it is they're asking you or why they're in front of you, and give them the attention that they deserve. Because you know they're important to you, but you need to show that you're important, that they're important to you.
And one of the ways you can work through that sometimes, because in actual fact, you may be stuck right in the middle of something that you absolutely need to do that is, at this moment, a bigger priority than, say, your kid. And I'm not saying your kids are less of a priority, but right now, what you need to get done, you need to get done so that you get a paycheck or whatever it may be. And so what we tend to do, like we work from home a lot, is I stop what I'm doing and I'll look at my kids or kid and just tell them, say, son, Uriah, dad's busy right this moment, but I promise when I'm done here, in 5 minutes or whatever that time limit is, I'm going to come and find you and spend that time with you or find out exactly what you needed. And that helps them understand that, oh, okay, they're not thinking that dad doesn't care or that they don't matter. They're not thinking at that level on the conscious level, but subconsciously you do it often enough. Mm-hmm. It absolutely will play out into adulthood that, you know, dad didn't really care about me that much. And so it's just, it takes so little time and so little effort to just put the phone down for a second or pull the laptop lid down and say, son, I'll be 5 minutes. And then if you're talking about what Catherine was just saying about being present, but also being, when you commit to something or promise something, follow through on that. Don't say 5 minutes and actually be 15. Take those 5 minutes and then go track them down and do what you gotta do.
You know, I think about the work setting. And if my coworkers ever came to me asking me a question, I wouldn't just keep staring at my computer, typing away and have them talking to the side of my head. You know, I would never do that. But I do it sometimes to my own family. And to me, that's a bit of a wake-up call that my priorities maybe aren't necessarily showing or lining up with what is really important to me. So if you wouldn't do it to someone at work, why would you do it to someone in your family who is the most important to you of anybody? So take that time to look them in the eye and just, like Phil says, if you can't address their question or their need right now, tell them when you can, and then get back to what it is you were doing. But never just let it go, ignore it, and let them talk into the side of your head instead of into your face. Yeah. So it's an important point. And Phil touched on the last point on ways to help people know they matter, and that is keep your promises. You know, we've all been in a friendship where someone can never quite commit, or they say they're going to do something, and then at the last minute they bail on you, or they commit to doing something and then it just never gets done. It doesn't make me feel like I'm very valued in their life, like they really place a high priority on me or our friendship. So keeping promises is absolutely critical. When you say you're going to do something, you follow through and do it. And then the person knows that they were important in your life, important enough for you to work something into a busy schedule and get done what you said you were going to get done.
And that's your business and in your personal life, you know, making commitments, putting them in the calendar. And, you know, lots of times I've had to cancel or postpone on different people for different reasons. I make sure that I can give them as much notice as possible that, hey, I'm canceling. I am interested in sitting down with you. Like if they're the ones that initially set up a meeting, I am interested in a meeting. Just right now is a bad, bad time. And I might be 2 or 3 days out from the actual appointment. But I know it's just not going to work for timing. And it just lets them know, hey, I care about you. You haven't actually wasted your time. It's just not, your priority is not my emergency right now. And I need to switch gears for whatever reason. But if it's on the other side and I'm making the appointment with someone, I'm setting it up, I'll do whatever I need to do to never, ever, ever cancel. And I think I might have canceled on one or two people in the past in my lifetime. Because when I write something down in my calendar that I promise them, they have to be the ones that break the promise for whatever reason. And I'm willing to allow that, you know, one or two times for legit reasons. But, you know, after the third or fourth reason, or the third reason, I have to wonder whether or not that person actually gives a rip about meeting with me, talking with me, and I feel like they feel like I don't matter. And so I take them out of my calendar because I feel like if someone feels like I don't matter to them, then I don't feel like I can bring them value with that mindset. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if you look at a lot of this is about your history. If it's a relationship, an ongoing relationship, it's the history that you have with them. So if your pattern or your history is such that you have a whole bunch of unkept promises, the person's not going to be valued. But like Phil is saying, legitimate things come up. But if your history is that you do what you say you're going to do and you keep your appointments and you keep your promises, then people have some understanding and they are okay when you have to cancel or change plans. So it's not that you never can change a plan. It's based on something, you know, what history do you have? So do we have a challenge for today to wrap up this series?
I just want to, yeah, we do for sure. But I just want to say one last thing. And it's this. You can change someone's life by meeting them once, spending 1 minute with them, and making them feel, helping them feel that they matter, that they just matter. I remember, I live in Nova Scotia, Canada, and various times I've been into the motor vehicle place, the government place, to register a vehicle or, you know, something to do with, you know, paying something to the government. And it's not a super well-run place. There's always, I'd say, minimum 100 people on there waiting and different buzzes going off. And the people behind the counters are, this is what they do. They bang away on a computer. They serve the public. And I met one lady one time who we just started having a conversation. And I can't remember what I was saying, but what I do remember is the smile that she had on her face when I left. And I'm not saying I'm someone special, but what I am saying is that, you know, there's lots of different people in different environment that you can literally, maybe not change your life, but you can. You can for sure make an impact in their day, and the person that they next serve or they next talk to or they next come face to face with will experience a whole different person because you took the time and made the effort to help that person feel like they matter. And it's a crazy world out there, and just taking a moment to be other-centered, help someone feel like they matter, can change their life.
Absolutely.
So yeah, back to the challenge. So what was it again?
Our challenge is, today, if you're out and about, or maybe it's in your house, take some time to really focus on another person and let them know how much they matter to you. So if it's your family member or maybe it's a friend, get specific and tell them how much they mean to you and why. And watch or hear the smile that comes across their face when you do that. If you're out and about and maybe you're in a restaurant or a store, go out of your way to be extra kind to the person who's serving you and let them know that they matter and that something they did was valuable to you and that you appreciate their time and their attention. And you'll just leave a whole lot of happy everywhere you go.
I'd like to end with, you know, take the time, make the effort. You know, I'm always helping Catherine understand that she matters in my life. She matters in our family's life. And it's almost like it could be a mundane task. I thank her for the coffee that she makes me most mornings or most days. She'll ask me, babes, do you want a coffee? And she doesn't have to make the coffee. I can make the coffee. I know where the coffee is. I know where the coffee jug is. And but she does so much for me. And so I go out of my way. When she does, you know, great things to me on a daily basis, I'll thank her and say, babes, thanks so much for making the coffee. It tastes so good. And even when it doesn't taste good, I'm telling you right now, I'm so thankful I have a spouse that is just willing to make the effort to show that I'm valuable and that matters to me. And so I want to make sure that she knows that I know that she matters. And so put a little bit of effort in, take a little bit of time. It's worth it for the longevity of any relationship that you have out there, business relationship, personal relationship, family relationship, any relationship. If you take the time to pick away at any of these six tactics, you will be rewarded. Sometimes it's literally instantaneously with an upgraded seat to first class or business class on the airline, or a bigger portion of a meal, or, you know, free tickets to a hockey game, or just a great big smile or a big thank you. You can literally change someone's life in a minute, and we can change your day for sure. Nice talking to you guys. And we appreciate you tuning in, watching the Six Pass series. I really hope that it's brought value to your life and to those around you.
Thanks for joining us.